You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Jared Cohen. This is Instant Crush. We'll be with you for the hour. Stick around.
Screw. Mafio, Big Boo. Gator. All the father soldiers, man. South side, east side, west side, north side. You know what I'm saying? All my partners, all your dead partners. But shit, I still feel stressed. Still gotta get something off my chest. Why these whole niggas be doing what they be doing? I don't know though. Shit, fuck it, we gon' stay too deep in the photo. Slow lighting, banging, all in my trunk. Trunk full of funk, I ain't never been a punk. I blow on skunk, I blow on Doja. Military minded, I'm a motherfucking soldier. Out the streets of the bitch, month fold. Not no bitch, and see, I still ain't a hoe. Niggas know every day of the year. I pimp my pen and I get my point clear. Why niggas wanna talk down, I don't know. Gotta take a trip to Acapulco from the foe with my fofo on my side when I ride. Ready to do another homicide in the by and by till I'm gone. Nigga, old glory, I mace town to Kelly. Just like Robert Ory. If I do a murder, flee the murder scene. When it's a shortage on the drink, I can't find no lean. From southwest to southeast, bitch, it's about war, not about peace. Nigga like me, I'm about knocking out teeth. Know I'm saying I lose your grill. A nigga coming down in the coupe to build. Looking gravy, looking real though. I'ma be the nigga pulling over at the fucking crossroad with my K on my side. I'm ready to ride, and if I gotta go, it'll be a homicide. Me and another nigga on the way to the Golden Gate. A nigga like me can't wait just to make it to another day. Gotta get the big payout, so get the fuck out my way. When I come around your corner so slow, it'll be the nigga in the damn polo. That's the Ralph Lauren, jackers ain't barring. Why I skipped the slab when I went straight to foreign? Sit out like I said it in the old school. Some niggas, they be red, but zero blue. I come around your corner, but I ain't said tripping. But I will, wet niggas and wet women. With the calico, I had to let a motherfucker know that I come around your corner in a Lincoln photo, a Fox photo, cause I do it in a flash. Nigga, watch that, cause that could be a ad. I rhyme so long, rhyme so strong. I flex my bicep, then I swole on. Get on the motherfucking bench, and when the laws hit the corner, I hit the fence. They wonder where I went, they keep looking. I don't give a fuck like Tyson, I keep hooking. Or maybe like Lennox, I'm strong to the finish. I'm like the ghetto pop high, but I don't need spinach. I'ma keep going, I keep on flowing just like the Nile. $1 million mouthpiece, every time I smile, looking dolder, nigga ass Trey. Every time he smile, he can turn the night to day. You can open up the pop and let the smoke come out. We don't give a damn by the crooked ass cop. Crooked officer, crooked officer. Make a nigga wanna blow the badge off of ya. Me and Dougie, my motherfucking brother. R.I.P. to my motherfucking mother. That's the Dorothy Marie McVeigh Matthew. His 10 toes planted in my motherfucking shoe. I gotta be a man, hope you understand. It's nothing but the work and the calico in my hand. On a corner on the ridge van, and I'm serving a fiend. A real live D-boy, and you know what I mean. I be stacking up chips like Lego. Dunk on a punk just like Calvin Cato. Using to the rocket, a 4-peat like Comets. I don't give a fuck, a good punch, a bitch nigga make him vomit on the grind. I'ma take a trip on Greyhound. I be flying on the plane, but the dope is on the grind. Hit it to Lake Charles, or hit it to Lafayette. Maybe off in Alexandria, but I ain't finished yet. I gotta make the whole I-10, I-10, then I do it again. I get my ends, I'm in my motherfucking Benz. Got these hoes running round in a frenzy. I be busting full clips to the empty. A piece of potent pussy might tip me. Rain is trying to send me to the penitentiary. The main reason why I ain't friendly. I'm wired up, but I ain't on no damn slaughter. The one in the back, and he got the camcorder. Recording everything, the foes gon' swing. Still pulling up on Fondren and the main looking lovely. Got to look good. I throwed up Ridgemont Poker, that's my hood. Never been a hoe, I'm letting hoes know. I gotta get a fucking PLAT, but first a GOLD, a motherfucking plaid. I keep it straight and simple like that. Hit a bitch from the back, and I use my motherfucking tool. Make her say ouch when I hit her with the mule.
That was Zero, Mo City Dawn. Next up, we've got Hot Chocolate, Everyone's a Winner.
Way you are. One, two.
Loving my music is like some sex shit. Niggas trying to grip up my mic like it's a dig. Run around the corner to pick up the new shit.
That's just in the deck so niggas could catch rap.
I'm the motherfucker gripping the mic like it's a joke. Niggas fall in love with the music like it's a hole.
Put down your mic, you lost your whole world. You take it too seriously like it's a gamble.
Fuck this rap shit, I listen to classical. In the studio, new ass, usual. Love it, my lyrical, for bitches that you would know. I'm out of this, cause you wanna be below. Y'all niggas in love with the S. Y'all niggas in love with the S.
I sit and wonder when I think about these written rhymes. How'd I get to the point constantly taking all my time? Time I could have been spending getting cash, getting mine. Hoping one day it comes around, one day when I'm the nigga getting money, getting cash, getting signed. Getting the fuck out the ghetto because I'm tired of crime. But it's a crime that I feel is fucking waste of time. But sometimes I feel like this shit here's a waste of time. Yours and mine to these niggas out here trying to rhyme. Your reason for a better show don't be genuine. I do it because it gives me a sore peace of mind. And for the love,
don't sell yourself to fall in love. Think things you do.
One, two.
Don't sell yourself to fall in love with those things you do.
My nigga JD, my nigga D Brick, oh, that nigga 510, going out to my nigga Bus, Stars and all my other motherfuckers. What up to know you ride the bus, try to get my bus, cause they niggas just bad as hell. Yo, I get on my flow, but nigga didn't know that I am a 2-3 mic. Yeah, I do what I do, I like to get down tight, right. Cause sometimes we get down at night. Yo, some niggas want to try to fight us. Alright, alright.
Hey, yo, baby, we on the radio. We on the radio, baby.
And though the news was rather sad,
crowd of people turned away. But I just have to look, having read the
and it if somebody loved me like she does.
Ooh, she does. Yes, she does.
First time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. She goes.
Ooh, she does. Yes, she does.
I guess nobody ever really done me.
Ooh, she done me. She done me good.
Better run, 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 run.
Welcome back to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Instant Crush. My name is Jared Cohen, joined by my good friend Abe Jollis and Finian Sococcio back another week, joining you a little past midnight, currently 12:31. That was Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. Before that, we had Don't Let Me Down, the Rooftop performance, and A Day in the Life, both by the Beatles. And before that, Fell in Love by Slum Village. Abe, Finian, how's it going?
Not bad, not bad. How about yourself?
It's all right. I'm hanging in there.
I was asking Jared, sorry. Wondering how he's doing.
I'm doing phenomenal.
I'm kidding. Good to hear.
We got a good little, I don't know, what should we call this? The culture section? Because we're not really just talking about sports this time. We got the rap Civil War.
You could call that.
The rap Civil War.
And I'm not as versed in this topic as my good friends Finian and Jared are. So you guys...
I'm no expert.
I'm an expert.
Okay, good.
Doing a lot of reading. Jared, take it away.
Is this not the first time a rapper has dropped a diss track and then apologized for the diss track? Apparently this happens to Kendrick Lamar a lot, is what I've been seeing. This is like the third time someone has come at him and then decided, never mind, it's not worth the fight.
Well, it sounds like it's not the first
time. Yeah, I guess it's not. Yeah. It might be the first time it was the actual diss track, though. Like, this was a dedicated Kendrick Lamar diss track that he has now walked back.
I think there's one example back in, like, 2007. I think it was, like, 50 Cent and someone else had a... there was a diss track that somebody went back on, but that was the first time.
To be fair, I think nobody quite understands why anyone is beefing, because Kendrick Lamar was responding to First Person Shooter, which, in my eyes, was a compliment. You know, it's the big three, whatever, started a league, whatever. Okay, I guess he was offended, but if you're going to respond, I mean, God, that was one of the weakest diss tracks of all time. I'm glad he apologized, because it was trash.
What did he say?
It was trash.
Like, I think that, damn... is probably your second best album.
He said, your first being Good Kid, Mad City was a classic.
He said
your
To second Pimp a Butterfly wasn't good.
You're saying your second was boring, but they dragged it. That's To Pimp a Butterfly. And your third, you were in your prime. You're not going to win a battle with him by going after his albums.
Abysmal take.
Right? You're not going to win that. Because as Twitter immediately like said, it was like, bro, his worst album is your best. So what are you talking about?
Right, I mean, I guess it's a matter of opinion at the end of the day, but, I mean, some people would disagree with that. I wouldn't, but, yeah, I mean, I guess Kendrick just got offended that he would even compare himself to him.
I said, you see that, you know that video of Anthony Edwards going, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels. That's coming at To Pimp a Butterfly with KOD. Like, that's, what are you doing, dude? Like,
hey, don't disrespect Jaden McDaniels like that, dude. I actually am high on Jaden McDaniels.
Well, it's a little different because it's Jaden McDaniels' teammate saying that in that, you know, scenario where J. Cole is repping his own album. You know what I mean?
Apparently, Drake has not given up. According to DJ Academics, Drake has recorded, according to some random thing I saw on Instagram, both Kendrick and Drake have recorded diss tracks.
I believe
that. And they're both coming out, and they said Drake's is a nuke. And we'll see.
I totally believe it. I'm excited.
I am excited because you can get J. Cole out of there. I love J. Cole, but clearly he doesn't have.
We want to see what Drake has to say.
We want to see what Drake has to say. Last time he dropped, honestly, Dup Dup Duppy Doopy Freestyle is not a bad song.
Was that Pusha?
That's the Pusha one. Okay. Not a bad song. I mean, obviously, Back to Back, though, is a classic diss track.
Yeah.
It's a classic. I don't know.
Drake definitely won the Meek Mill. Right.
Yeah.
Are we going down all
we
of
are.
His...
Yeah. Like, I mean, that
I
was
think
like...
Push
obviously won.
Yeah,
I think he took him.
I'm interested. I'm happy to see what's coming. I think we just needed to get J. Cole out the way, because clearly his dog was not in this fight. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Cornball.
And you know what 7-Minute Drill means, the name of the song? He wrote and they made the beat, the whole thing, in 7 minutes. Bro, we could tell.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
We could
sense.
Tell.
Checks
yeah.
out.
We could tell.
All right. Switch to a little... tiny morsel of NBA talk. Jared, I know you're... I don't know. Are you excited? The Celtics just re-signed Drew Holiday for a year, $135 million extension. Will it age well?
I think no question, and only because that's how the NBA works now. NBA money is monopoly money at this point. It literally doesn't... like, the numbers on the contract mean nothing. If anything, if you're a team like the Celtics and you're in the luxury tax over the first or second apron... you want those contracts to be as big as possible because you're not allowed to aggregate salaries anymore. You can't combine different players to trade them for bigger contracts. So you need that contract to be big if you ever want a chance of making a move in the first place. The actual number value of the deal matters only for that. And if the team is unwilling to spend on luxury tax payments, then that matters. But it clearly, it seems like they're willing to spend.
And they've got everybody's bird rights.
Yeah, that, they can re-sign that, every player on the team.
Yeah, and once you're over that apron.
You had to re-sign him, so the money itself does not matter.
Sounds like a championship is coming.
It better.
At least one.
I mean, if someone's getting traded on this team, it's Jaylen Brown. I think that's pretty clear.
Now, what is Derek White's contract?
It's going to be similar, I would say.
How many years is it right now, his current deal?
He has one more after this year.
And will they be able to re-sign him?
Yeah, they have his bird rights. And they will. If they're re-signing Holiday, they're definitely going to re-sign Derek White.
Well, playoffs are just around the corner.
Yeah, both NBA conferences kind of set. I mean, there's a couple.
The Nuggets-Timberwolves game is going on right now.
I think that the Rockets are technically still in it.
I thought they got eliminated.
They got eliminated. Then I'm pretty sure it's set. Maybe one team in the East, but it's a five-game difference with six games to go.
But the seeding is not set.
The seeding is not set, but we know who's going to be in it. All I can say is my Cleveland Cavaliers, fraudulent. Unfortunately.
But did you see the Celtics-Bucks game was the first game in the history of the NBA in which a team shot zero free throws?
Oh, wait, which team?
There were no free throws in the entire game.
The whole game, there were two free throws, and the Celtics shot zero.
Wow.
And, interesting, going back a month, more than a month, the offense in the NBA has drastically declined, and the NBA and refs are calling less fouls than ever. Like, mid-season, the league made an adjustment to decide to literally stop calling fouls, and it's unbelievable. We've had more games where a team has scored under 80 points in the last 2 months than we had in like the last 5 years.
Wow.
They did this like I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if I like it.
Well, speaking of fouls, I know. Did you watch the women's national championship?
I did.
Was it a foul?
Absolutely.
100%.
Which play were we talking about?
To decide the game. It was absolutely a foul.
No, that was the final four. Sorry.
Yes, correct.
I mean, I don't really think it matters as much because two plays later, they had a chance to redeem themselves, right? Because
That was with 3 seconds to go.
They missed then, they missed the free throw, right? And they had a chance to rebound.
It was out of bounds with 1.2 seconds.
Gave up a rebound.
And then Kalen Clark threw it off of Paige Becker. It was out of bounds with 0.8.
The game was over when they called that foul.
No. Yeah. They had a chance because she makes the first free throw and then she missed the second one.
But it was a 3-point game at the time.
I don't think they had any timeouts left.
They didn't
have any timeouts. You can't advance the ball with a timeout anyway. It was a 4-point game after the first made free throw.
No, yeah. It was a 3-point game. It's a 3-point game.
Even if it's a 3-point game, if you can't advance the ball, I don't think they had any timeouts. If they did...
Well, how much time was on the clock?
Less than three seconds.
No, you go.
You're lying to yourself.
Caron Butler from 89.
It was the right call, 100%. Yeah. I mean, maybe you don't want the game to end on that call, but like, don't set a moving
screen. What do you think about the discourse behind let him play at the end of the game?
Don't set a moving screen.
Yeah, I'm with it.
All right.
You disagree?
No, I don't. I think we should listen to some music.
You are one passive aggressive.
I hate this guy.
I didn't realize that was our take on that. I thought during the game, Abe and I were in agreement that like you shouldn't make that call. And it seems
in the moment I was outraged, and then I sat and I watched it again, and I was like, okay, that was the right call.
No, I've always been firmly under the impression that
it seemed really harsh.
If it's a foul, you call it. It doesn't matter if it's the first second of the game or the last second of the game. You never want to not call a foul because it's the last 3 seconds of a game.
Unless the person committing the foul is Jason Tatum, and then it's fine.
Right back to it. What's on the menu, Jared?
A song that I didn't know until a couple months ago, until I walked into this studio and the show before us was playing it, and I heard it, and then I listened to it, and then I listened to it again, and then I listened to this artist's entire discography, and I apologize that it took me 21 years of my life to get to this point, but that being said, this is Carrie by Joni Mitchell.
The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy. I've got beach tar on my feet. And I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage. A bottle of wine, and we'll laugh and toast to nothing and smash our empty glasses. these freaks and these soldiers, a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane. I'll go to Rome and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room. But let's not talk about fare-thee-wells now. The night is a starry dawn and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane. Night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane. I'll put on my finest silk. Oh, you're a mean old daddy, but you're out of
something burning inside you, oh, inside. hide you. You always try to hide the pain. You always know just what to say. I always look the other way. I'm blind, I'm blind. Your eyes, you lie, but I don't let it define you. Oh, define you.
Easy money. It's about to be a surgical summer. Chop the tops off the coupes. The 488. The spider joint. And you know we gotta cut the heads off these snakes, right? Watch the body drop. Drug dealing aside, goose right in the side. Let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why. Your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front, I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram, bitch, I'm on one. You mention wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at 5, hell of a dad thing. Marriage is something that Sandy never had, Drake. How you a winner, but she keep coming in last place. Monkey suit, Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey suit, nigga, made him. Confused, always felt you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it, cause your fro wouldn't nap enough. Since you name dropped my fiance, let them know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. Her baby's involved, it's deeper than rap. We talking character, let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child, let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker playing border patrol. Ooh! Adonis is your son, and he deserves more than an Adidas press run. That's real. Love that baby, respect that girl. Forget she's a porn star, let her be your world. Yeah. How dare you put yay in my verses? I'm selfish, I want all of the curses. I'm pre-booking the churches, me versus three hearses. If we all go to hell, it'll be worth it. Already aligned with the greats. And on that same note, the only ones I chase are two ghosts. Still giving you classics, that's the only thing that dates me. OVO 40, hunched over like he 80. Tick, tick, tick. How much time he got, that man is sick, sick, sick. I got the devil flow, nigga. Sick, sick, sick. Surgical summer with it. Snip, snip, snip. And you don't really want it with him. Surgical summer volume 1. We gonna take this slow. We just gonna peel it back layer by layer. Yeah. Daytona. Album of the motherfucking year. You talking about you upset. Well, I want to see what it's like when you get angry, okay? You show me that. Push. Grateful for the time that we are here.
Sing along, hater, pack up your mind. Look forward, not behind, then you see what you find. I called a sucker dying, cause he thought it could rhyme. And if his mama is a quarter daughter, must be a dime. I gotta meet her, don't take no shots, I don't use a reaver. Asians, I don't even play the radio neither. Only if I need to know the spokes or the weather. I'm a cool type of brother, but yep, your head I sever from the neck. See, ain't nothing changed, hit the stage. Set a date, sucker, in battle.
This has been 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You've been listening to Instant Crush. Glad to have you. We'll be back next week, Wednesday at midnight.
Whatever floats your boat, I find your lost remote. And this is for them niggas working at the airport who got laid off. I take my shades off. If you look straight in my eyes, you still might see your disguise. Because the ho, ho.